we have 12,000 standards and recommended practices covering safety, security, environmental protection, and we also audit the state's implementation of these standards, find the deficiencies of their national system to implement these standards. Then we also assist the states to correct these deficiencies. By doing that, you can appreciate that aviation or air transport is the safest and more secured transportation modes of the world. We have now 100,000 daily flights safely and securely managed around the world every day. And we are able to do that because we have this global system and network to be safely and securely managed by our 191 member states.
We understand you are an advocate for putting a great emphasis on the aviation growth in member states' national infrastructure development. Can you tell us why the aviation development is so important in achieving the SDGs or Sustainable Development Goals?
We think aviation is enabler and the catalyst and even the driver of economic development. Why I say that? Nowadays, aviation carry out 3 billion passengers annually. Also, 50 million tons of air cargo, representing 0.5% of all the cargo volume globally. However, representing 35% of value of international trade. Aviation also contribute 63.5 million jobs globally, and also has impact of $2.7 trillion, representing 3.5% global GDP. With these numbers, you can imagine how important aviation it is to the global economy. In addition to that, because the connectivity aviation offers, which offered people to connect, to be able to travel, to promote tourists. By promoting tourists, of course, can stimulate local production. And with regard to the small island states, landlocked states, that's even aviation is a lifeline for these countries to connect the world. For time being, Akil, we have our activities and also strategic objectives. These programs actually covers 13 out of 17 SDGs. One of the another areas I want to indicate is environmental protection. We also make great efforts to reduce CO2 emissions and negative impact due to aviation's activities. In the coming 15 years, we estimate aviation activities will be doubling by 2030. With this growth, on the one side, we should prepare our states and to be ready to meet this growth and even to accommodate, to stimulate this growth. On the other side, we should make all the efforts to mitigate and reduce environment impacts and in order to give our next generation a sustainable future.